Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
And a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe. Marty Terrell along the way. Dominic Jimenez is in as well. We look forward to it. He will contribute to the program, especially in that first segment. How about those Bears? And we've been on a little bit of a roll. These are not, you know, money-related takes or anything like that. But, you know, when you get a few right, we said it was a breakout, you know, maybe a benchmark game for the Bears, and they responded in kind. And how about Jake Moody, right? I mean, he missed that field goal in Vegas for the 49ers against the Chiefs. He never lived it down. And he was jettisoned and found a home. I mean, literally activated, came off the practice squad, when Cairo Santos came up with a hip or a leg injury and not feeling it, warmed up and said, I can't go. And there's Jake Moody, and the former Michigan Wolverine kicker did a nice job, missed one, but he hit on four, I believe, and the last one at the gun. How about them Bears, huh? So there you go. We look forward to it. What was the other one we had? Well, we told Brock Hines, calm down on, you know, dissing the Patriots. We knew they'd take care of the Saints, and they did indeed. And there was one other. But, you know, hey, we're having some fun with it. Baseball, listen, tonight, this is a big one for Freddy Peralta against Yamamoto, Dodgers and Brewers. In fact, we'll give Dom, I'd like to get his take on that. And is it over in the American League? Is it over? Does Seattle now close it out? Grabbing the first two north of the border at the Rogers Center in Toronto. That series resumes tomorrow night, and we'll get the pitching matchup to you here in a bit. But, hey, listen, they've dug themselves a huge hole. Insurmountable? No, it's not insurmountable until you lose that fourth game, right? But the fact of the matter is the Blue Jays got their wings clipped each of the last two nights, and I'll tell you what, that game one was just huge, and it just goes to show you. And then they just teed off yesterday afternoon in the twilight and just absolutely buried the Blue Jays. So we shall see. And then I don't know what it is with Blake Snell. We remember, you know, sixth inning a few years back as a member of the Rays when Kevin Cash gave him the El Hucko, and they lived to regret that. But Blake Snell, holy smokes, lights out. We're coming back, getting it started on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. It's Sports Overnight America here on Byline. Don't go away.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scott's and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, a Tuesday into a Wednesday as we talk the world of sports. A lot of baseball to get to. Let's just look at a couple of headlines real quick. I found it interesting, and I threw it in the update, Calipari. Of all the, and I say this as a term of endearment, I really do, you know, kind of a vagabond coach, and he's all wound up about, you know, he's all wound up about this name, image, likeness in the transfer portal. I mean, come on now, Coach Cal. When you were at UMass, you had players. You were around players who transferred, and back then it was different because you had to sit out a year in most cases, unless you got special dispensation. You were close with Mark Blount, who went to four high schools in four different years, so that wasn't the transfer rule in college. So, I hear what Cal's saying, and again, he's getting long in the tooth at 66. But I'm going to leave if I become a transactional coach if I can't be a transformational coach. I love Cal, but you know he can't really be serious when he says that. He's had plenty of kids that I'm not going back. That's too long ago. That's 29 years ago. The old UMass stuff with Marcus Camby, Lou Rowe, Dante Bright, whatever. That is, nobody even knows or cares anymore. So we'll leave that alone. But Coach Cal, I got a chuckle out of that today. Let's get to the task at hand, though. How about them Chicago Bears here in the heartland? The Bears fans, there's a bunch of them here in the great state of Iowa and the great Midwest. Bears are kind of a homespun team. We got a lot of them here. We got Chiefs fans, Packer fans, Lion fans. But Jake Moody, and we got to get Dom in here. Dom, you have to love it, right? Jake Moody activated from the practice squad, and whammo. That doesn't definitely cross out or kind of, you know, compensatory for the missed field goal in the Super Bowl. But how about Jake Moody? Let me hear it. Let's hear a take from Dominic. What do you think?
Oh, I could give a you-know-what, a flying you-know-what even.
Come on now.
No, I don't care. Jake Moody is not on my team. I don't care. It's good for him, but it's not something that's going to, you know, inspire me to create a social media post or come on here and be like, oh, yeah, Jake Moody, you know, I'm so happy for him. I could not care less. Good for him. I think the Chicago Bears, I said at the beginning of the year, Caleb Williams was going to be not necessarily an MVP candidate, but I said Caleb Williams was going to have a huge leap, mainly because of Ben Johnson, and I've been right so far. But for Jake Moody, he cost the Niners a lot of games, cost Niners fans a lot of headaches. He's gone, out of sight, out of mind, I don't care.
They win that Super Bowl if he doesn't miss that extra point. They win.
I'd like to think so, but then realistically, it's the Chiefs who actually knows. Andre Greenlaw got hurt. I think that injury was far more impactful than anything Jake Moody failed to do in the Super Bowl.
Well, I will tell you, up four with that little time left, I think they would have won it. But who knows? We'd have to go back play by play. We won't do that. All right, so let me ask you this question about the Bears and Ben Johnson. Boy, you played right into it. You've been reading my mail or reading my notes. This is finally someone who, I mean, I kind of want to do a comparison. I mean, you know, the Lions have this success. They don't win a world championship, but they have all this success. Finally, a coordinator goes somewhere and makes a positive impact in a big way. Now, the jury's still out on Ben Johnson. And off that same staff is Aaron Glenn. And obviously, he can't, you know, for the life of him, find a way to win, and probably is a very strong candidate. Probably not within season, but if he does, if they go 2-15, Woody Johnson's not going to sit there. I don't know that Aaron Glenn's is head coaching material. That being aside, why do you believe so much in Ben Johnson? And you did say that. What made you believe that?
It's what he did as a coordinator in Detroit. He got a running back that had no juice that I couldn't stand, and he made him good, David Montgomery. David Montgomery was not very good in Chicago. I know you were a big fan. He was an Iowa State guy, and he was in Chicago. Yep. You were a big fan. He was not very productive in Chicago, and that's objectively. He was not very good, and he made him really good. Jared Goff had talent, but boy, was he bad those last couple of years in L.A. And you know what? He got good. I really like Ben Johnson. I'm not privy to all of the things that he does that makes players better. I just know he's a great coordinator, and he got a lot of juice out of a lot of guys who people felt were washed. Now I look at Chicago. I think the big difference between them and the Jets, Marty, is Chicago had pieces. Okay, they had Rome Odunze. They had DJ Moore. They had an okay running back with DeAndre Swift. But again, the Ben Johnson effect, DeAndre Swift's good now. How long that lasts, we'll see. But DeAndre Swift, most of his career has been fine, nothing special, but he's pretty good in Chicago. Then you had Cole Kmet. You had Colston Loveland that you just drafted. You had a decent offensive line. You had a rookie a second-year quarterback who played a lot as a rookie and learned some things. So I think they were in a better position than the Jets were, because the Jets, yes, Garrett Wilson, very good. He's hurt. Breece Hall, sorry, Marty, I know Iowa guy, Iowa State, wherever it was. I think he's just okay. I don't think he's this amazing running back that it seemed like he was going to be his rookie year. Justin Fields, not a franchise guy. Justin Fields is fine. And I think the Bears' defense is in a better spot than the Jets are. So I think that's why you're seeing success with Ben Johnson and the Bears, is they had more talent. And I think, like you said, Ben Johnson is just a better head coach fit than Aaron Glenn is.
I think you're right, and I think you made a great point, because what he did with Goff, because when he got Goff from the Rams, when the Lions did, Ben Johnson, Goff even said it. It was a big, big, big point of demarcation and a difference from out in L.A. And then you get Caleb Williams, who's only in his second year, and you get a coach like this who's come off of, you know, a championship ilk organization like Detroit. I think that's right. Here's the other thing. The assistants that Ben Johnson put around him, Declan Doyle, I wouldn't know if he walked in the room, but Dennis Allen, great defensive coordinator, Hightower, the special teams guy, don't know him, JT Barrett, I think sometimes quarterback coaches are ceremonial, Eric Bieniemy, who came off the Kansas City staff and just has not been able to get a head coaching job. But his coordinators, for the most part, are very good. And here's the other thing, the Bears, with that win, and I didn't smell a win coming, I mean, I'm not shocked that they won, but I'm glad they did, because it makes it interesting. But they've got New Orleans, at Baltimore, at Cincinnati, and the Giants before the middle of November, when they go to Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Philly, and Green Bay in four successive weeks. So the time for them, Dom, in my opinion, is to they better win three out of the next four, and then they got to steal at least one of those games among the big four. Like I said, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Green Bay. Because the way it finishes, Cleveland, Green Bay at San Francisco and Detroit. So I guess what I'm getting at is, are the Bears going to be a legitimate team to flirt with the playoffs, do you think? Because that's what that fan base desperately wants and needs, is a playoff berth, no matter how it comes.
I think they could, and I'm not going to say they're going to go 4-0 over the next four games, but you look at the state of the other teams, and if you're a Bears fan, you got to be feeling, hang in there, something Bears fans haven't felt in a long time, Marty. Are you ready for it? Optimism. There's reason to be hopeful for Chicago. Again, I'm not saying they're going to go 4-0, but they're in a position to potentially go 4-0, and that's going to be a huge boost as you get into these matchups with these tougher teams. I think they can flirt with the playoffs. The one thing that concerns me, though, is they're in a really tough division. Everybody there can be good.
Right.
I'm not saying everybody currently is good. Everybody can be good in that division, but I think Chicago can hang.
And guess what? The win last night didn't come without a toll. DJ Moore was kept behind, hospitalized. I don't know if that's been updated. I'm going to check it during the break, but he's huge. And you made a great point about Swift. I mean, huge. And 55-yard touchdown run last night. He's rejuvenated. He is feeling good about things. Life is good right now for the Chicago Bears, but it is only at the third of the way point through the season. All right, we'll come back. Lots to get to. We'll get to the baseball and a whole lot more here as we roll along here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday overnight into Wednesday as we talk the world of sports. Rich is tonight as well, as we will roll along here. Alternating hours throughout the night here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Baseball, we'll get to it coming up, but staying on the football theme, a lot on the Bears. And the Niners, they're right back at it Thursday night, are they not, Dom?
They play Sunday night against Atlanta.
Sunday night, my bad. Let me get to the Thursday night game here real quick.
Thursday is the AARP Bowl between Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers. It's Bengals-Steelers.
Right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, what do you got for me? Let me hear.
So I want to ask you this, Marty, because I thought it was interesting, and you've been talking about how the Midwest, especially like in Iowa, you get a little bit of fandom from everywhere. So I did not know this because I don't follow him enough, but apparently – Tyrese Haliburton grew up a Brewers fan and has since switched his allegiance and generally roots for the Cubs now, but he's also been seen wearing Dodgers gear against the Brewers. So this all stems from the Pacers eliminating the Bucks from the playoffs, and they had offered him a first pitch, and then the Brewers decided to cancel it because he beat the Bucks. So I'll ask you, Marty,
wow,
are you petty enough, like Tyrese Haliburton apparently is, and I respect it. I'm the king of petty. I respect his feelings. But are you petty enough to switch your fandom like that if you felt slighted by one of your teams?
It would really depend on the salient details, but probably not. I mean, he grew up in Wisconsin, did he not? Haliburton, I believe he's from Wisconsin.
I believe so, yes.
And Otzelberger is from there. So let me get this straight. So the Brewers offered him an opportunity to throw out a pitch, but because the Pacers knocked out the Bucks, they withdrew the – boy, that's petty.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, though, because you know what the Brewers have done? Anybody – when they were playing the Cubs in the last series, if you had an Illinois driver's license, they refused to sell you tickets. Which, you know, there's got to be a law against that. That's ridiculous, but they did. Or if you wanted tickets, they didn't really have great seats. You're going to sit up in the 600 level. It's just petty. I mean, it's stupid. But, you know, I get it. I mean, some people are into retribution. Some people are into that. I don't know. At my age, I'd probably let it slide. Okay, whatever. You don't want me to throw out the first pitch, I'll get over it. But that is funny. That is funny. But, yeah, so he's wearing it. Well, I'll tell you what. I got a personal story, and I thought it was funny. My kid brother, who's a broadcaster as well, we were in Boston one night, and across town, we were at a Red Sox game, and across town, the Celtics were playing the Lakers. Well, I have a cousin, Jim and John Pierce, and they're from the L.A. area, and both of them were L.A. cops. Well, they befriended some of the Laker players. And I'm not talking, you know, Jabbar. I'm not talking name players. But I believe the guy's name was Tony Robertson, and I think he might have played at Oral Roberts or some, you know, not obscure school. But they absolutely had his number 19 jersey, and they sent it to me. And it was kind of cool. I was like, wow, this is a game-worn Laker jersey. This is kind of cool. So, obviously, I kept it for a while, but I thought I'd be funny at Fenway Park that night we were there because I knew we were going to see the Red Sox and whomever they were playing. It might have been the Yankees. We weren't going to the Celtics game, but we said, you know, if the Celtics clinch tonight, Boston's going to be really a hop in town. Well, I thought it was funny, I wore the Laker jersey. It was summertime. It was June. NBA playoffs are going on. I thought it was funny, so I put the Laker jersey on and walked into Fenway Park. Big mistake. I am not kidding you. I knew better. I was probably 28 years old.
it was 88 or whatever year in the mid 80s that the Celtics and Lakers hooked up. And Dom, I had beer thrown on me. I mean, more than one.
I'm glad you're still here to tell this story.
No. I got a beer shower, dude. I came out of the tunnel on the third base side, and I turned around and I said, "Go Lakers," just to be funny. They didn't think it was funny at all. A security guard grabbed me and said, "Are you out of your mind? What are you doing? You're going to incite a riot." They asked me to leave. I had to leave. Not one pitch had been thrown yet, and they asked me out. "You got to go. You're going to incite trouble." But I'm like, I'm not from L.A. They didn't want to hear it. So I tell you, you got to be careful. And if Halliburton's wearing a Dodger jersey to the games in Milwaukee, yeah, probably not a good idea because he's homespun. Now, maybe Midwest friendly's a little different, but I guess the Brewers are making it clear they're not necessarily Midwest friendly. Who knows? All right, let me ask you this. A couple baseball things real quick. Let's go to the American League. Kirby tomorrow against Bieber. Toronto in a must-win situation. Bieber, 7 years with Cleveland, pretty good. He had a 15-win season. He had another couple double-digit win seasons. Have to win the game, a must-win. Is Seattle in a spot where you think they'll get the job done, or do you think Toronto has a little bit of comeback in them? Let me hear.
I don't think it's going to be a sweep, but I think Seattle is going to win their first pennant. I think Seattle is going to go to the World Series. They're pitching stellar. They're throwing George Kirby game three? Like really? George Kirby? I mean, he's had some injuries this year, but just last year, all-star and was an MVP, not an MVP, a Cy Young candidate. George Kirby's great. You've got another time, you know, if the Blue Jays win this game, okay, they're going to have to go through Logan Gilbert again. They're going to have to go through Bryce Miller again, Luis Castillo. That's tough. And then the bullpen's okay. Munoz is a solid closer. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Blue Jays win one or two games here, but I'm going to be shocked if they win the series. I'm not going to say it's over, but I feel confident that the Mariners are going to get that first pennant.
Yeah. Do you think Seattle was underestimated by a lot of people? Because I do. I think they were underestimated. They put together a great second half. I think Dan Wilson is an outstanding hire. I think he's a great manager. They got a lot of talent. I mean, you get lost in Raleigh and J-Rod, but the fact of the matter is I think they've got a boatload of talent on that team. Polanco, I mean, we could go on and on and on. And, you know, everyone talks about Raleigh and how great of a hitter he is, but we know that. He's an excellent catcher, number one. Number two, he's excellent at handling the pitching staff. Mm-hmm. He is that guy's going to manage someday. I can tell you right now, he's one of those guys who I think is a great student for the game. Was Seattle underestimated? Did you underestimate them or no?
I'm not going to say I underestimated them. I like Seattle a lot, both the city and the team. I loved the additions they made with Suarez and Naylor at the trade deadline. Huge pickups because you solidified two positions that you had some issues with, and you brought in boppers. And, you know, they're going to go 0-for-6 at times during the playoffs, but all it takes is one swing, and they're both more than capable of it. But I do think that they were underrated, and I think part of it is the Mariners' own fault for having never gotten into this situation, really. They've never been a favorite to go to the World Series. They've never been a favorite to win the World Series outside of maybe, what was it, 2001 when they won 100-some-odd games? Other than that year, they're kind of lovable losers where, all right, they're close. They're going to make a push for the playoffs, and then they choke in the final week and then don't make it. Or they do make the playoffs and then get bounced in a sweep in the first round. So I think a lot of people were hesitant to go all in with the Mariners, but it's kind of the Mariners' own fault, Marty.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there's a legacy, a couple of them, you know, the Griffey and the Alex Rodriguez years, though, you know, obviously established himself very much so in Seattle. And obviously A-Rod opted for, what, Texas and then ultimately the New York Yankees. Here's what I find really interesting, though, and that was J-Rod at the All-Star break. Hey, look, I'm glad the players added me to the roster, but you know what? I'm taking a break. I'm burnt out. They had just got swept in New York. He was, you know, not feeling good. Where was the All-Star game this year? I forgot. But anyways, he said thanks, but no thanks, and wanted the time off. He just did. He wanted to, and Wilson supported him. His teammates supported him, and he came out blazing after the All-Star break. Where did they go after the All-Star break? They went to Detroit and had a great series. He hit his second half of the season. All his numbers were up. Was it because he took the All-Star break off? No, but I think mentally it had more of a lasting impact than perhaps physically. I just think he was really, really, really needing to hit the reset button. He's a wonderful talent. You know, you guys are at an advantage out there with the West Coast. You can see these and follow them more probably real time. I'm not making excuses, but it's more difficult. Now, anymore with the internet, you have no excuse. If you're in this business, you should be able to stay updated, you know, but there's nothing like watching it, you know, wire to wire, in my opinion. But that's interesting. All right, let's go to the other series. So, and by the way, home field obviously has been defied for the first two American League Championship Series and game one of the National League Championship Series. What a way to lose on a walk. What about Milwaukee? Is this now a must-win situation? Because, you know, obviously any team can come back from 0-2 down. But when you lose the first two at home and then you got to go to Dodger Stadium, give me a take on the Brewers. How important is tonight's game?
It's of the utmost critical, vital importance, Marty. This is a definition textbook must-win game for the Brewers for the exact reasons you said. And not only just having to go to Chavez Ravine, it's the Dodgers. Period. You can't go down 2-0 to the Dodgers.
Yep, and that lineup is daunting, whether you know it or not. I mean, just go right through it, and you'll see there is not there's nary a break in that lineup. Yamamoto for the Dodgers tonight. Freddie Peralta for the Brew Crew. All right, we're coming back here. One final segment. I'll give you some more baseball, some other goodies as we talk the world of sports here on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. All right, so we got the baseball out of the way. We got the NFL out of the way. We could do college football normally on a Tuesday. We do it with Mike Griffith. We'll wheel back with him this week. I guess what I want to get into is the story that just, you know, one of these, and boy, do I hate the moniker breaking news, but it is breaking news. So the FIFA World Cup officials, now there's 11 U.S. venues. There's two in Canada. There's one in Mexico. And this is right in Dom's wheelhouse, too. I see England qualified today with a win over Latvia. But here stateside in the U.S., the folks in Foxborough, Gillette Stadium, of course, it'll be Boston Stadium. But they got, now don't forget, Massachusetts is blue as blue. But Trump sent word today to the World Cup officials that if he deems Boston unsafe, and you've heard this before, and I'm not trying to get into politics, but he said he will move the World Cup out of Boston. And what drives me nuts is A, I don't even know that he can do it. But I think whether he can or can't isn't the issue. And I'm not going to turn this into an anti-Trump. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to stay on the facts. And then I'll ask Dom. And Dom can feel free to answer or not. Do you know how much work goes in? First of all, the World Cup, yes, it's contested every 4 years. You know how much work goes into it to hosting it? Now, I know for a fact in New England already, you know, we got the Herb Chambers folks and all those people, and that's a very good market for us, for whatever reason. But you're going to sit here and tell me that Trump's going to watch it, and then Boston is deemed unsafe in April, and they're going to move the World Cup? I mean, stop and think about that for a moment. How asinine that is! But see, it doesn't matter. What this does is it destabilizes people. It gets, you know, hotel operators are all of a sudden going, whoa, what's going on here? People, and I'm not suggesting that people are dumb, but people sometimes do what they're told. And if you tell them, and people don't like uncertainty. So if you plant a seed, a mustard seed of doubt or uncertainty in a situation like that, where people are going to dole out thousands of dollars to attend, tickets, housing, all sorts of things, lodging, housing. A lot of people rent homes. People in New England or in Florida or out in Santa Clara or up in Seattle or wherever you've got a World Cup venue, the Meadowlands, Northern New Jersey, Connecticut, the Gold Coast, New York City proper. People are renting their homes. They're renting their condos, their Airbnbs, and all this stuff. So when Trump comes out with this today and throws that flare into the situation in Boston, it affects a huge area. It affects Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, which is not far away. It's right over the border. And it's just crazy. It drives me nuts. And what it does is, and this is the point I want to make, and again, this isn't political, but what drives me crazy is this makes the U.S. look bad. It makes it look bad. It's an honor to host the World Cup. It really is. I mean, we have to go all the way back to 1994 when the U.S. last hosted. This is the crown jewel. Okay, this isn't a Super Bowl. This is like having 11 Super Bowls and then some. You think Canada isn't thrilled that they're going to get two locations? Mexico is going to get one? This is the first time that we have three nations that are playing host. And this is the premier sporting event. And you know why you know it's special? Because it's contested every 4 years. Not biannually, every 4 years. We don't see another one until 2030. And when you see how countries react when they get word that they've been selected to host. So, again, I sound like I'm being political, but I'm just saying this is so asinine. There's no way that you can sit there and say, and who, by the way, determines whether Boston is safe or unsafe? Okay? There's times of the year where there's not a city in America that doesn't, a large city, doesn't have issues. They do, for whatever reason. But all of a sudden, it just seems to me, and I'm just going off memory, it seems that Democratic cities, Democratic states with cities that are hosting are being targeted. And again, he's not going to pull the plug on Boston. He's not going to pull the plug. I forgot who else he, I think he said he'd pull it out of Santa Clara. Yeah, he did. He said if Santa Clara is not safe, I even think he said he'd even mess with the Super Bowl. I mean, this is just asinine. It's just totally asinine. You can't make that declaration in April and expect a city to transition into the World Cup. Dom, you got an opinion on any of this stuff? Because I think it was he threatened Santa Clara, too. And I didn't know that Santa Clara had problems. But I think it's San Francisco, so he's penalizing Santa Clara. It's just asinine to me. Your take, if any. Let me hear.
I mean, every major city, no matter what the city's political leaning is going to have problems. It's just what happens when a lot of people are aggregated in a somewhat small area. Things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. San Jose, California, Oakland, San Francisco, Santa Clara. It goes on. Berkeley, any major city that you want to talk about. It's going to happen. I'm surprised that Boston was the first one that he named and not San Francisco. just out of principle or the Los Angeles venue. Just because of the nature of California versus the current administration. I think it's beyond stupid because this is where it's something that we see when it comes to the voting where I know a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, these states are red. Why don't they get more votes? And it's like, yeah, but people vote, not land. So there's actually the populations are lower. I'm not saying that red leaning states don't have venues that'll draw, but the huge venues are traditionally going to be in blue-leaning cities. And that's just the nature of sports in America at the moment. I'm not taking a side at all, but I think to threaten to pull... And this is coming from Trump, right? Not the FIFA execs.
Yeah, this is coming for Trump. FIFA people are being smart. They're just letting him bloviate, and they're not responding. They are not. He also mentioned Seattle. He did mention Santa Clara before Boston. I didn't want to be clear about that. He said Seattle. He said Santa Clara, and he mentioned San Francisco, Oakland, that Northern California area, and made some other disparaging comments. So I want to be clear on that. But, Dom, here's the deal. And you know this. I went in 94. You probably, I don't know that you were alive in 94. Probably not.
I was.
But here's what
I was at 94. You were at Stanford. I don't remember it, but I was there.
Okay. Well, I went to the Meadowlands. It was then Giant Stadium. It's now a whole new stadium, and it's MetLife. But I've never seen anything like it. There's no way that you could, even a couple of months out. I mean, cities and venues, they've been preparing for this for basically 2 years anyways. Mm-hmm. And there's just no way you can just up and move it. Just the idiocy. I mean, would you agree? And you know how big this is. It's huge.
It's huge. The bidding process for, you know, World Cups and Olympics, they're like cycles before. So we're talking at least 8 years where the bidding process and the awarding of the host duties is. You think of All-Star Games. Those are usually 2 or 3 years in advance, too. It's so they can get these things ready. It's not easy. I agree with you. I remember the amount of work that's... I work in downtown San Francisco. That's where the studios of Sports Byline are. I know what the security measures are like and the amount of preparation, the traffic redirections, the... Let's fix those potholes finally before there's an influx of traffic and everything. I know what all of that is like. I've walked through it. I've walked to it. So it is dumb because in addition to, you know, all of the work that is getting done, then getting pulled, and now those people, and, you know, yeah, sure, the cities are spending money, so great, they improved things, but they're also spending the money with the hopes of the revenue that is going to be brought back by all of these people visiting these locations. The other thing is if you want to go a little bit political, and I don't think this is really anything, you know, not gonna hit the, you won't believe what Dom said, but the Trump administration is very pro-America, right? They say that they're pro-workers. Well, by switching it up, you're now taking away jobs, too.
No question.
Hotels that are hiring extra workers, the restaurants that are going to be expanding, bringing up more shifts, hiring more people. You're taking away revenue from ride sharing, from public transit. It just doesn't make any sense, period, let alone with the, I don't know if this is the right word, but I'm going to use it anyway, the branding that you have with your administration. It's just moronic all around.
You're so right. Make America great again, and let's just screw up a chance to once again... The influx of dollars into those 11 cities is off the charts. And it's a black eye for America if there's all this consternation and anxiety. And even the veiled threat, which is a hollow veiled threat, that he's going to pull it because, you know, Boston's unsafe. First of all, who's going to determine it? Where's he going to get his crime figures from? You're going to have to get them from the city of Boston or, you know, the federal government, I don't think, takes city-by-city crime figures, or they take whatever is given to them by the local leaders. It's just totally asinine. It infuriates me. And, yeah, it hits close to home because I'm a New England native, and it's a big deal. And I know what it means to that area. I mean, you got people in Rhode Island renting their houses. You got people in southern New Hampshire. Along the Connecticut area, we'll make the trip in. Airports, Manchester, New Hampshire, Boston, Hartford, Providence are going to be packed. The influx of people is going to be unbelievable. It's an honor to have to be a host city, any one of the 11, and it's just asinine. And I'll make a really simple comment. I don't think Trump knows how big the World Cup is if it bit him in the ass. I don't think he knows. I don't think I know. It'll be big enough for him to show up because the last two sporting events I've been at, he showed up at both. He showed up at the U.S. Open tennis and caused problems with traffic and people getting in. And again, he doesn't know a tennis ball from a hockey puck. And then he shows up at the Ryder Cup a couple of weeks later, also in New York, and nobody wanted to see him there. Nobody wanted to see him there. I mean, he walked in, he got booed. And, you know, and then he tells people that night getting back to the White House that, you know, those adoring fans love seeing me at the Ryder Cup. Well, no, they didn't. So, you know, you're lying. And so anyways, I said I wouldn't get political, and here I go. You wound myself up, and here we go. Great job out of you, Dom. I'm coming back with a 2-minute drill, a 2-minute warning. And we got you covered throughout the night right here. Updates top of the hour. We got Brock with Sports in 60 Times 2. We're coming right back here to wrap it up on Sports Overnight.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, talking the world of sports here, and my final take on this whole Trump thing with Boston and the World Cup. He's attacking Mayor. He's attacking Mayor Wu and Governor Healey. That's what he's doing. I mean, he's not even hiding the fact. That's what it's about. Be strong, Boston. You've survived a lot. That's a resilient city. You know, the marathon bombings, all the craziness. Hey, you go back to the Boston Tea Party, for crying out loud. This is a mere blip on the screen. Just hush Trump. Just block him out. That's all you're going to do. Box him out. Just like Cedric Maxwell used to do on those rebounds. Paul Silas, great rebounders. Dave Collins, box him out. Buck out old orange head. So no worries there. Boston, he's not pulling any plug on any World Cup venue. There's no way. There's no way. FIFA, I actually think they're more powerful than him. You kidding me? There'd be so much heat, he wouldn't know what hit him. And I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. I don't care who you are. Tea Party, it don't matter. It don't matter. There's soccer fans, you know. And I'm not trying to incite violence or even suggest it, but you irritate soccer fans, man. You're playing with fire. You are playing with fire. Those people, they roll out a few quid to get hotels, and they like to hoist a few cold ones, and they're great fans. They have a history sometimes, getting a little crazy. We saw it at the Copa in Miami, throwing rocks and hitting cops and storming the gate without tickets. That was ugly. That was a year ago, July, in Miami. It was not pretty. But fact of the matter is, soccer fans are the best when they're on their best. When they're on their best, they are the best. When they're not, they're one of the worst. No question about it. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding contributions today. Appreciate having you on the show. We're back at it tomorrow on a Wednesday into a Thursday. And Thursday, we got a great lineup for you. Ken Belson of the New York Times on his football book, Every Day is a Sunday, about the NFL, and Commissioner Goodell, Jerry Jones, and Robert Kraft. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your night and your day here on Sports Byline. Adios.